Get the work done this summer and book a skip bin with Bingo. Google Bingo Bins today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
On a day where adorning the back page of the Herald Sun in Melbourne, a special kind of magic is the headline. One of the feel-good stories of footy already. We're just a day in, and seeing Mad Jack Dore back out there tonight is going to be absolutely superb. Hello and welcome. Great to have your company on Dwayne's World. Jack Heverin in the chair for Dwayne Russell today, and we have got a lot to get through in the show. In this first hour, John Barker, the assistant coach of the Blues, is going to join us. The Blues had a game of a scratch match of some sort against Collingwood yesterday. We'll talk about some of the big improvers and some of the big winners from that game from Carlton's point of view. A little later on, Nathan Burke, the coach of the Bulldogs AFLW team and a legend of the St Kilda Footy Club, will talk about Moorabbin. Paul Upham will talk about one of the big heavyweight fights of the last 20 years taking place on the weekend. And the markets have opened for Tim Tszyu and Jeff Horn. And so far, all the money going for Tim Tszyu. We'll talk about that when they fight on April 22. Vince Crivelli, the CEO of Melbourne United, is going to join me. David Taggart will preview the weekend's racing. And Terry Wallace, the best analyst in the business, is in the studio with me after 2 o'clock today. It's all thanks to Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. And for Bingo Bins, book a skip bin online with Bingo this summer. 1-300-736-736 is how you can join me on the phone. You can send me a text on the Speckle text as well on 0433-981116. Speckle cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. No Dwayne Russell, as I mentioned today, and I don't really know exactly where he is because I thought this is how we find him.
You can get Dwayne's World on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Dwayne, I don't know what you're doing over daytime because I've been on Twitter, I've been on Instagram, I've been on Facebook. I even looked on Tinder to see if you were there, and you're not there, unfortunately. So I'm looking forward to being with you today. Footy tonight as well from Marvel Stadium as the Bulldogs take on North Melbourne. That coverage starting with Sammy Hargraves and Liam Pickering from 6 o'clock. But I want to start today, and I've got some passes to give away to the Group 1 Australian Cup thanks to the Meadows. I want to start today by talking about what I saw and what I experienced firsthand at Moorabbin. It was superb. The game was, I thought, a decent standard first up. St Kilda, I thought, definitely seemed as though they wanted to win a little bit more than Hawthorn. That's okay. That's not a shot at Hawthorn. It's early. Different clubs want to take different things away. Hawthorn just missed the finals last year. The Saints missed the finals by a long way and sacked a coach halfway through the year. So there's a bit more for them to take out of it. I thought Tim Membry was superb. I thought Seb Ross played really well. Jade Gresham, absolutely lock him in as an out-and-out midfielder for the Saints this year. And Brad Hill played really well too. I know Brad Hill has got a lot of love for the way he played last night. We shouldn't forget for a second that his direct opponent for a lot of the night was Isaac Smith, who kicked 2 goals, 3, very easily could have kicked 5 and had 21 disposals. But when Brad Hill had the footy in his hand and was going forward, he was great to watch for the Saints. So the game was really enjoyable. And I'd never been to Moorabbin, so it was a whole new experience for me. I'm 34. Moorabbin was just this mythical ground that I'd heard about that, you know, you drive past and say, oh, that's Linton Street. That's where St Kilda used to play their footy years ago. For as long as I can remember, they always played at Waverley, and then they went out after that to Marvel Stadium or Etihad Stadium or Colonial Stadium or whatever it was called. It was so good last night. There was so much to like about it. And this is the model. I can see clearly now, for those who have been critics of preseason footy and wondered what's the point of it, what we saw last night is the entire point going forward of preseason footy. To me, it felt like the fans had a reason to go along. It wasn't just about watching your team play and all the expectation of a new year and hoping that for St Kilda supporters that it'll be better than what it was last year and Ryder and Howard and Butler and Hill and all of your recruits. It wasn't just about that. St Kilda fans went to that game last night because it meant something. It meant something for them to be back at Moorabbin, and the game connected with them. It was a game for the fans last night. This is the model that we need to look at going forward, and we're not that far away from it, to be honest. If you look at the full schedule for the 2020 Marsh Community Series, I'll talk about tonight's game in a minute, but Melbourne are playing Adelaide at Casey Fields in Cranbourne tomorrow. One of the biggest growth corridors in Australia right now is the Casey region. Makes sense. Brisbane are playing at Moreton Bay Central, which is a metropolitan ground for them that is a really good one. And it's not quite the Gabba, obviously, but it's a good one. They've had a lot of success there. The Suns are playing at Metricon Stadium. I don't mind that. I don't know why they couldn't also play at Southport or one of their grounds too, but I don't mind that. The Suns have got to try and build an army. The following week, we go to week two. West Coast are taking their game on the road. The Giants are playing at Blacktown, which was their original home venue. It's a bit further out, but there's a corridor there in the west of Sydney that they want to try and nail. Frio playing in Mandurah. Richmond and Collingwood playing in Wangaratta, which is a sensational footy ground, Wangaratta. And in the last week, Adelaide have taken their game against the Suns to Noarlunga. Hawthorn are playing in Launceston. There's a game with Port Adelaide and the Bulldogs at Whyalla. Frio and West Coast playing as well away from Perth Stadium, obviously. Giants and Richmond in Wagga Wagga. Collingwood, St Kilda, Morwell. North and Sydney in Hobart. Geelong and Essendon in Colac. And then Carlton playing their one game against the Brisbane Lions at Icon Park. So as I say, I'm not trying to rebuild the preseason competition because we're really not that far away. Tonight's game is a massive, massive question mark in that case. Why? With all of that in mind and all of the scheduling that's been done, why is tonight being played at Marvel Stadium? It'll get a decent crowd, but it will absolutely lack atmosphere. If the game was played at Arden Street, or if the game was played at the Witten Oval, it would have all of the atmosphere that I felt and saw last night. So we're not a mile away from the preseason competition being exactly what it needs to be, and that's for the fans. Clubs will try different things. Club will roll different players through in different positions. They're going at about 65, 70% a lot of the time. Fans go at 100% from the moment footy comes back. This preseason competition has got to be one for the fans, and Moorabbin is the template for what it all needs to look like. Suburban and regional games, and let's get the season started every year with fans connecting with the game. 1300 736 736 to join me. You can send me a text on the Subway lunch hour as well for Subway's Mediterranean range with four craveable flavours, 0433 98 11 16. If you were there last night, tell me about your experience. Tell me what you enjoyed. If you saw it on the telly and you liked the look of it, fantastic. Also, if you want to add another layer to the preseason competition, if you think, well, suburban grounds are great, regional grounds are great, but what about if we looked at something like this? I'd love to hear your suggestions. Wals in Mill Park first up. G'day, Walt.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, well, just got on a topic from Kane earlier on. Dwayne Russell was really one of the tough guys playing around in the 80s with the Port Adelaide Magpies and Geelong. But, yeah, it would have been a really good discussion point there. but I was just going to say, Carlton Melbourne, I went to the last Carlton Melbourne game at Princess Park in the early 2000s, and in fact, the Carlton coach, David Teague, was playing for the Blues at the time, and that was really emotional last game down at Princess Park, and I think it would make a big difference if we start making all these pre-season games out in the where they originally started from, I reckon.
It just felt different. Well, thanks for your call, mate. It was deeper. There was, as I say, a connection with the game. There was a buzz around in the air about 15 minutes before the bounce last night that you just don't normally get at this time of year. And you won't get it tonight at Marvel Stadium. I'm not trying to poo-poo Marvel Stadium, but you won't get it. It'll be a pretty sterile atmosphere. There was genuine excitement. There were St Kilda fans wearing their club colours. There was some issues with street parking, and I've tweeted something last night, not in a negative way, just to let St Kilda and Hawthorn fans know that parking was a problem. If that's the worst thing you got to deal with, I know Lethers was on with Gary and Tim this morning and they ran out of beer. They worked it out in the end. Those sorts of things, they're really first world problems, aren't they? That game was for the fans last night. It was so good. Tim's in Sunbury. G'day, Tim.
G'day, mate. Look, I want to take this a step further, and I actually think that the AFL has really missed an opportunity to get the fans close to the game like last night, where I reckon they should use the grounds like Icon Park and Moorabbin to, during the season, like if St Kilda's playing Fremantle or Carlton's playing Gold Coast, use these smaller grounds where you're only going to get 20, 30,000 at the absolute most. Pack it out and get the house rocking. I actually reckon the AFL has missed the boat a bit.
Yeah, I wondered, Tim, I looked around last night and wondered whether there was an opportunity to do that. And maybe from here, maybe this is the start of something for St Kilda. Matt Finnis, their CEO, was on last night with Terry and I on Time On, and he said there's, you know, stage two and more still to come at Moorabbin. I wonder if last night is really the start of something where they really push and have a venue capable of doing it. The biggest issue you would have faced last night is it was a bit cold and a little bit windy, but if it was belting down with rain and it was 14 degrees, there's no cover there. Absolutely no shelter whatsoever. So for now, that might be a bit of a stumbling block for footy to be played in the middle of winter, although it's not exactly Port Douglas at the moment here in Melbourne, but that might be a slight problem for them at the moment. But you've got to start somewhere, and this is a really good starting point. Tim, appreciate your call. Let's go to Monique in Geelong, 1300 736 736 to join me here on Dwayne's World. Hi, Monique.
Hi, Jack. How are you going?
Good.
I just wanted to bring in and just let you know that I totally agree with what you're saying. I actually live in Geelong, and Geelong has a unique situation where they have this community home ground that they get to exploit and use throughout the entire season. And the local people in Geelong really love that, you know, walking down a Cadinia Park, going to the footy, it's just that local community feel that a lot of the other clubs really miss out on.
Yeah, it's an event. Geelong people really make it an event, and there'll be a lot of Cats supporters listening from down the highway right now, and it means a lot for not only the Cats and their supporters, but for everyone around. It had the same sort of feeling last night. More of your calls on the other side of this. More of your text as well. The Subway lunch hour for Subway's Mediterranean range with four craveable flavours. Did you like what you saw last night, and would you like to see more of it? You're with Jack Heverin on Dwayne's World.